Call this meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. I'm so thrilled to see our interns here and people from the SWA group. There are representatives from our elected officials, esteemed guests and staff. It's always good to see everyone in the room, and it's nice to be out of the heat. So before we get started with the agenda, I just have a couple of things that I'm going to briefly talk about. First of all, celebrating, I like to talk about our environmental stewardship because we're all very interested in assuring that we're great stewards of our environment and that we're doing our part as corporate citizens. This month marks the 10th year anniversary of the infamous Clean and Green program, which we started in 2007, partnering with Shell Oil Company and other public agencies to establish this very important cleanup initiative for Buffalo Bayou. It engages our staff of community volunteers and other community service workers to remove trash and debris from Buffalo Bayou, its tributaries, Lower Braes Bayou, and of course Port Houston, the channel around Port Houston. Since its inception, over 20,000 cubic yards of trash and debris have been collected and removed. And it's, you know, as you know, anytime you've taken a tour on the Sam Houston, it's a constant problem with that debris that comes into the channel. That's more than 800 garbage truckloads of trash, or enough trash to fill a football field more than 12 feet high. You know, and Clean and Green is not just about cleaning the bayou and our tributaries, but also about recycling and planting trees, which aligns with our very important goal of stewardship and sustaining the port for the long term. We're planning a celebration for later this year, but in the interim, let's just give this a hand. Wow. Second, oyster reef restoration, another very important goal for us. I'm so proud of our staff for all of your volunteer efforts on the many things that you do to make our community better. And our team of volunteers joined Galveston Bay Foundation this past Saturday, July the 22nd, for this year's Oyster Reef Restoration Project. Port Houston had a great turnout with we had 34 volunteers from Port Houston working together to create over 50 feet of new oyster reef. Team members took turns bagging, carrying, and stacking over 350 bags of recycled oyster shells. That's over 5 tons of oyster shells returned to the Sweetwater Bay Preserve. Again, projects like these are especially important because oyster habitats are vital to the health of our estuaries and in turn to Galveston Bay. This new reef will provide vital habitat for eastern oysters and other aquatic life, as well as providing shoreline protection and additional marsh habitat. Thanks to everyone who participated in that effort. Let's give those volunteers a hand. Also today, it gives me great pleasure to welcome the SWA group. Are you all here? Where are you? Raise your hands. Oh, there you are. Thank you. The SWA group is a global landscape firm, and they came to us. They were interested in conducting a summer intern project around the theme of connecting the port to the community. And these are very visionary people that wanted to think of projects that could help connect the port to the community through visual opportunities with our landscape and some bridging activities that'll make everything better for everyone. Their aim when they first came to us was to understand our relationship to the region, how we're perceived by our neighbors, envisioning possible futures and development scenarios that synthesize all these systems together into sensitive and economically viable project proposals. And I'm so happy that you're here today. I understand that they have come up with some very interesting concepts. They will be rolled out next week at a reception that they're holding at the Economic Alliance offices. And there is a representative here today that I'm going to call, Kinder Baumgartner. I'll call you up as soon as we have public appearances. I know you have a few remarks that you would like to make, but we're thrilled to have you here. And again, thank you for your interest in trying to help us with these projects that make the region better. That's all I have. I just want to remind everyone that we do not have a commission meeting in August. Our next meeting will be in September on the 26th at our regular time, 9 o'clock a.m. Thank you so much for being here. Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes.
Motion to move. Second.
Minutes will be approved as written. We have no Port Commission Committee updates.
We're going to vote on the motion.
Sorry. Well, we did.
I second. Oh, we did.
Seconded. We're all in favor.
No, I think they seconded.
Oh, did somebody else?
Yeah, it's already seconded.
Did somebody have a change to the minutes?
Mm.
Okay. Approved as written. All right. And so next, no committee updates, I don't believe. And so now appearances. I'd like to call Mr. Kinder Baumgartner from SWA. If you'd like to come forward, Mr. Baumgartner.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Okay, welcome.
What's that?
Welcome.
Oh, thanks. So yeah, it's so my name is Kinder Baumgartner. I'm with SWA Group. We're a landscape architecture and urban design firm. And you might be wondering, why is a landscape architect here talking about ports and things? What we've decided is that the port is actually a very interesting landscape, industrial landscape that's important to the city, but there's ports around the country that do similar things, right? And we wanted to study that. And so we have a summer program that we do every summer. And we're sponsoring it here in our Houston office this year, and has students from around the world. We have a guy from Egypt who's here studying with us. We have people from Shanghai, Beijing, and even as far away as Arizona. So we have all kinds of students that are here. There's seven of them. But what I wanted to do is, one, I wanted to thank the commissioners and the chairman for and their staff and their team, because they've been had a huge help to us. We've met with them, we've worked with them, and they've helped point us in the right direction. We tried to come up with ideas that were maybe creative but not safe, and we've redirected those things, of course. But what I want to do is invite everyone to come out to see the unveiling of this project. It's actually this Friday at the Economic Alliance in for Port of Houston in Port Houston in Deer Park. But it's conceptual work. It's not technical, although we have tried to, as best we can, deal with the technical aspects of how the port operates. It gets into identity, urban design, connecting the port to the city, because people that live here don't even necessarily know there's a beautiful, wonderful port here. So we have a lot of ideas for how to make those connections happen, and we'd love for you guys to come out and participate and see them. So
Thank you. And would you mind introducing your other team members here today?
This is my business partner, Natalia Beard. She's one of the designers in our firm, and she's been instrumental in putting this project together.
So, super.
Anyway.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate the everything you've done for us.
Is there anyone else that signed up for an appearance, Eric? Okay, so then on to our Executive Director, Roger Gunther, who will provide a staff report of selected financial and operational matters, as well as highlighting some other items that I think are very important.
Well, thank you, Chairman, Commissioners, and welcome guests today. We just concluded the second quarter through June, so I'll highlight some of the financial and operational statistics that we have. Pleased to report that we continue to perform well, handling nearly 20 million tons of cargo through the first 6 months of the year, an increase of 13% over last year. This activity is driving really good results through the second quarter. In fact, in June, we had the highest revenue for a single month in our history, more than $28 million for 1 month. So. Business is good and continues to grow. As you may recall, though, the 2017 budget had a very aggressive growth projection, and we've continued to exceed that through June, both general cargo as well as container operations. So it's really exciting, the activity that we have. Our container volumes are up by 14% through the second quarter, and versus last year, and the steel activity is at 1.7 million tons, which surpasses 2016 so far, by almost 50%. So our performance versus the original budget for 17 is quite healthy, with a revenue of we're up $10 million, and a year-to-date cash flow exceeding the budget by $15 million through the first half of the year. Now, these solid returns contribute to the investment in our facility, contribute to that investment and of the growth that's ahead of us and the demand that we anticipate as we continue to evaluate all of our capital needs for the near and long term, as highlighted in a workshop that we had with the commission yesterday. So that's just a glimpse of what's going on, very positive results, and look forward to a good remainder of the year. A few items of note. We're winding down another successful year in our internship program. We started back in May with, we have 15 students from universities around the region, and they've been engaged in various departments across the organization in numerous projects, and have done a fine job of contributing to that. They're probably tired of me because I started off with some weekly questions. Gave them homework every week, but they did very well, and they engaged across the organization looking into various questions and learning more about the organization. So hopefully they're not tired of me, but I think they learned a lot. They had some good feedback with this. They'll conclude the end of the year with a group project that they'll present to the senior management team in August, and I would like to introduce them. In fact, I want you to stand up real quickly, introduce your, tell us your name and which department that you're working for, if you will. We'll start right here.
Hi, my name is Megan Austin, and I'm working with the security department.
I'm Addie Hilliard, and I'm working with emergency management.
I'm Adrian Rodriguez, and I'm working with the facility planning department.
I'm Brett Bailey. I'm the container terminal operations.
I'm Krista Absher, and I'm in the People Division.
I'm Jacob Sacco, and I'm with Channel Development.
I'm Landon Carnes. I'm with General Cargo Operations.
I'm Eric Soloff. I'm working in Environmental Affairs.
I'm Lorena De La Garza, and I'm in Media Relations.
I'm Karina Pena. I'm with the Financial Accounting Department.
I'm Olga Zuniga, and I'm in the Human Resource Department.
I'm Mary O'Keefe, and I'm in Internal Audit.
Chief Kumar, Asset Management.
So thank you for your hard work and participation as the internship program winds down, and I think we ought to give all of our interns. And I also want to thank the person that leads this program from our Human Resources Department. Stand up, Alia. And thank you very much. And Becca and Azalina, are they here?
Becca and Azalina couldn't join us.
But anyway, thank you for really putting a lot of effort into this and giving good leadership for this program. So thank you very much. On the topic of volunteers, the chairman talked about the environmental. You know, we've got a good group of people. I just wanted to mention another thing that a group of our employees have done. They've taken it upon themselves to volunteer and become CPR trainers for the employees. They've trained over 100 employees within their organization over the last year. And since its inception, they've done just that, over 100 people, but they also, just this past Saturday, took the initiative to extend that on their own time on a Saturday to the families of the Port Authority, and they had 15 or 20 people, members of the family, that they administered CPR training to. So I just thought that was, you know, something that our employees do. They just take the initiative, and we're appreciative of that. So we'll do, they said they want to do two family CPR trainings a year, so applaud those folks for stepping out and doing something good for the organization. Well, one final note, our next shipment of three ship-to-shore cranes left Shanghai yesterday on their journey to Barber's Gut. So they're on the water. They're going to make a stop in Senegal and drop two cranes off there. And we look forward to their arrival. They should be here early to mid-October. And I know that Paulosaurus is already tracking those like Santa Claus on the map coming across around the tip of Africa. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll keep you posted at the next meeting of the progress. So it's just another big step in our continued development of Barberscut and our container terminals to make those investments to stay ahead of the demand. So we're looking forward to that. That's
very
all I have.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. It was a very positive report. Commissioners, any comments?
Pray we don't get a hurricane.
Yeah.
We're not going to have any of those this year.
All right, so on to the agenda. Under executive item G1, this is a Department of Labor facilitated program. Enter into an agreement with South Central Louisiana Technical College doing business as transports to facilitate the development and expansion of a registered apprenticeship program. Always a good idea.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under commercial, I'm going to take all items. They all relate to leases, item 1 through 5. Together, I would entertain a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under finance, under authority to obtain bids, proposals, or qualifications, I'll take items 1A through F, which is to authorize and advertise receipt of responses for 6 formal procurements.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under awards, amendments, and change orders under item 2, approve the purchase of annual software subscriptions, maintenance, and support services for Cognos budgeting software from Mark III Systems, Inc., using a State of Texas Department of Information Resources cooperative purchase contract in an amount not to exceed $85,899.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch and seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under general, I will take items 3 and 4 together, which are the adoption of amended investment policies for our restated retirement plan and for our post-employment benefits.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under health, safety, security, and emergency management, I'll take items 1 and 2 together.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Both items carry. Under infrastructure, K1, reject all proposals and authorize the re-advertisement of a request for bids for the rehabilitation and repair of Wharf 1 at Turning Basin Terminal.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Roger, is this the one you just got the one bid on? And we
received one bid, and we think that there should be more participation in.
I agree.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under awards, amendments, and change order, item 2, award a construction contract to Alpha Mar Group for the Wharf 42 and 43 collision repair at Turning Basin Terminal. Motion. Damage claim 997, an amount not to exceed $194,800. Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3 is to award a professional services contract with Omega Engineers for construction management and field inspection services at various projects port-wide in an amount not to exceed $100,000.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 4 is to amend the existing professional services contract with Civil Tech Engineering for the damage system at Volkswagen Yard at Turning Basin in an amount not to exceed $152,335.
Drainage. So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 5, was that 4, Eric?
That was 4.
Okay. Item 5, approve a change order to 40 Construction Company to perform additional work associated with structural concrete and fender repairs at Wharf 23 at Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $692,000.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Branch. And Commissioner Branch, I understand that you went to look at that yourself in person.
I did. It was a good.
It's eye-opening.
It was very eye-opening.
I love that as well.
Thank you, Commissioner Kennedy. Once you see it in person, you understand the importance of rehabilitating that structure.
Absolutely. Steel processing there.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under General, enter into a memorandum of agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to allocate congressionally appropriated energy port rebate funds in the estimated amount of $693,000 for berth dredging at the public docks.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Did you want to make a comment, Mr. Gunther?
No, it's just money that we get back as being designated an energy port in the.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah, so we use that as our discretion for dredging of the docks.
Under Permits, Licenses, and Pipeline Easements, item 7, for which I recuse, issue a transmission distribution license to CenterPoint Energy Houston Electric for one 138 kV transmission line, one fiber optic line, and two concrete poles within the Southside Mainline Railroad right-of-way in Pasadena.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. I'll take 8 through 10 together, which are pipeline licenses to various parties.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under Operations, item L1, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 2-year contract for maintenance and repair services for the elevators at Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and the Turning Basin Terminal Executive Building in an amount not to exceed $500,000 to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, RICO Elevators, Inc. Second, Elevator Transportation Services, Inc. Is there a motion for staff recommendation?
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2 is to award a contract to Konecranes, Inc., the sole source provider for purchase and installation of Konecranes Dyna AC Dyna Lost Vector 2 drives and control system retrofit for one RTG crane at Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $330,000.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3 is to issue a purchase order to Clark Equipment Company, doing business as Bobcat Company, using the local government purchasing cooperative's buy board program for the purchase of a 2017 T870 T4 Bobcat compact skid steer loader. That's a mouthful.
Say it again.
For Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $77,000. Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Question. What is this actually for, Roger?
For the skid steer, for the wharf.
Cleaning up.
Yeah, the wharf cleaning up crew down here in the Turning Basin area.
Okay.
Moved and seconded.
Yep. In other construction.
It's where full-size machine can't get in to help us do like fencing and things like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it sounds very exciting to me. Sounds like my grandson would be very excited about that.
Those cows we bought the last.
All right. So it's been moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 4, issue a purchase order to Equipment Depot using the local government purchasing cooperative's buy board program for purchase of one 135-foot LG telescopic boom manlet for Barber's Cut Terminal in an amount not to exceed $240,000.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 5, approve a change order to the Smart Tex LLC agreement for the gate operating and optical character recognition system for the enhancement of C6 Barber's Cut Terminal gate lanes to include 3 years of maintenance and support in an amount not to exceed $600,000.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Item carries. Item 6, under General, enter into a contract with the West Gulf Maritime Association to provide ship-to-shore crane simulator training services in an amount not to exceed $430,000. I believe that motion is coming from Commissioner Fitzgerald.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Beast. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item M1 has been pulled for further study. Item 2, under people, award a contract for group Medicare Advantage medical insurance for the Port Authority's Medicare eligible retirees and dependents to Aetna Life Insurance Company in an amount not to exceed $930,000 for a one-year period commencing January 1st, 2018.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, award a group insurance contract for calendar year 2018 in an amount not to exceed $1,033,100 to the following carriers: Aetna Life Insurance Company for dental coverage, Emeritus Life Insurance Group for vision coverage, Minnesota Life Insurance Company for basic life coverage, Minnesota Life Insurance Company for voluntary life coverage, Minnesota Life Insurance Company for accidental death and dismemberment coverage, and Aetna Life Insurance for long-term disability coverage.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corky, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carried. Carrie, I just want to give credit to our staff that puts all this together and goes out into the market to determine the best and most effective rate for us. And so thank you, Tom, and thank you to your group for doing that. And Jessica, everybody. Bruce, get a lot of credit for that. So thank you very much for doing all that hard work. And it's not easy when the insurance companies keep changing the way they calculate the expense.
And let me just add, Chairman, I agree with you. They did a lot of work to look and see what, you know, what was in the market, and, you know, and a lot of research. So I appreciate that from them, comparing our benefits plan to other plans within the market. So I think they did a really great job.
Thank you all.
Yes.
Item 4 is to amend the agreement with ProView Advanced Solution, Inc., doing business as ProView, to extend the contract term for 1 year through December 31st, 2018, in an amount not to exceed $65,000 for employee and retiree benefits and payroll integration services.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 5, authorize our executive director to adopt absence control standards for Port Authority employees, revise the Port Authority's medical benefit documents to address the payment of premiums for an employee on long-term disability leave and the medical benefits available to Medicare-eligible retirees, and to prepare revisions to the Port Authority's restated retirement plan and defined contribution plan for consideration and possible action by the commission.
No motion.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. All right, under technology, under awards, amendments, and change orders, item 1, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a 5-year contract for consulting services and goods regarding cybersecurity program development in an amount not to exceed $2 million to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, Virtuo Group Corporation, second, All Points Logistics LLC, and third, Innova Strategy.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 2, approve an award to NetSync Network Solutions for the purchase of consulting services and computer hardware using the State of Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchasing Program in an amount not to exceed $125,000.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3, award a contract to Cogent Infotech Corporation for Information Technology Project Management Services using the State of Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchasing Agreement in an amount not to exceed $108,000.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 4, award a purchase order to SHI Government Solutions for the annual renewal of Mimecast email management software maintenance and support using the State of Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchasing Program in an amount not to exceed $60,000.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Good. We have now come to the point where we're going to recess the public meeting and move into executive session.
Court Commission of the Fort Eastern Authority, Paris County, Texas, will now convene in a closed meeting as permitted by Texas Open Meetings Act and Government Code to conduct a private consultation with attorneys, including consultations regarding proposed amendment to the agreement legal services with Lynette Fonz, to deliberate regarding real estate, including deliberation regarding acquisition of turning basin real property and disposition of Bayport area real property, economic development negotiations or incentives, employment evaluation of public employees, including deliberations regarding public employees and security-related matters. The Court Commission will reconvene in public session after the closed meeting is adjourned.
Open session to consider items that came out of executive session. First, Commissioner Fitzgerald, do you have an item?
I do. I move to authorize the Port Authority to enter into a lease agreement with Alltrans Port Services, Inc. on the terms discussed in the executive session and authorize the executive director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Next, Commissioner Kennedy, do you have an item?
I do. I move to authorize the Port Authority to amend the lease with Ridge POH1 LLC on the terms discussed in the executive session and authorize the executive director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And finally, Commissioner Corgi, do you have an item?
I do. I move to authorize the Port Authority to amend its contract for legal services with Lynette Fonz on the terms discussed in executive session and authorize the Chief Legal Officer to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. That concludes the business of the Port Commission today. This meeting is adjourned.